rules?
Have an aneurysm, why don't you?
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex. Big no-no! Big no!
Dead man.
Sex equals death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Oh! See, you push the laws and you end up dead. Okay, I'll see you in the kitchen with a knife.
All right, welcome to our podcast. My name is Jordan. I'm here with
Sarah,
Ethan,
Lisa,
Farah,
and Jade.
And today we're going to be talking about Hush, which is a slasher flick released on Netflix on April 8th, 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan, starred by his wife, Kate Siegel, who played Maddie. And we're going to be introducing our main question for the podcast: how does sound have an impact on the horror genre?
Oh, so the reason I picked this movie for us to critique is because this isn't your traditional horror film. Honestly, it's way past its time. It's really silent for most of it, and horror is all about sound. And, like, we do get our traditional final girl, but it's in a different concept of a way that we haven't seen in a very long time since our traditional, like, slasher films. Because the audience is all about suspense and analog, and this has a lot of it, but there's no analog for half of the movie, so that's why I picked it, and yeah.
Yeah, continuing on to that, Flanagan, I don't know if you guys know this, Flanagan briefly considered making the entire movie silent to imitate Maddie's experience, but decided to go against it because of how modern moviegoers aren't used to completely silent films. Although it does keep things quiet, out of the 81-minute runtime, only 15 minutes includes dialogue. So we answer our next question. Do horror movies need sound in it to scare? If not, what does it use? And we'll go to a clip of Hush.
Yeah, I think that the horror genre actually needs sounds because of, I think it's very important because psychologically, I think it affects people and their mental health. Like, in the scene of Hush, you can hear the sound, like, it was kind of like you're kind of underwater drowning. And that was because in the scene, like, the killer was taunting with their dead neighbor, and that, it was just like, mental state was just so much from thoughts and actions, and you know, I feel like she just couldn't think, and with the sound, it just makes you think, like, wow, that's how much emotional reaction she's going through. And one of my sources from the AV Club by Clayton Purdom, he says a new article on Atlas Obscura explores some of the many ways horror movies use sound to manipulate their audience psychologically. For one, filmmakers can layer sound at a level below where human ears perceive it, so it comes across as the same low rumble on which would feel an earthquake or avalanche. And it's very similar to the sound that we just heard right now. Like, you know, it really just scares you. It's one of the scary things.
To add on to what Ethan was saying, horror movies need a sound to help create the tense feeling you feel in your chest, as to say, because if you close your eyes during a silent film, you wouldn't really hear anything. You wouldn't really know what's going on. You open your eyes back up to just, like, the movie playing through. From an article on the Medium, What Makes Scary Music Scary, it says, a scary movie would be far less scary without a soundtrack. Close your eyes during the most intense scenes and they become almost boring. Basically, it would be more beneficial to have sound, and the way they make the sound is to help you feel the intensity and make it more realistic.
So yeah, adding on to that, like, horror film is a repressed feeling. That's what the audience is going for. So sound, what Lisa and Ethan are saying, it's the most important factor. This is based on just fear, and sound makes fear.
So yeah, going back to what Jade said earlier, what do we think about Hush? Is it traditional? How does it compare to other horror movies? We'll play a clip from Don't Breathe right now.
Alex!
Yeah, so how does Hush compare to other horror movies, guys?
So Hush is really similar to Don't Breathe in the way that one of the two main characters has a disadvantage, like, in their senses. So in Hush, the main character who's being attacked by a murderer is deaf. So there's a big period of time where the murderer is there within or around her house when she doesn't know it. And then in Don't Breathe, the murderer is actually blind, and the two main character, the burglars in Don't Breathe, are trying to take advantage of that by robbing his house. But it actually turns out really badly for them, as one of the main characters gets killed in the first, like, 5-10 minutes in the movie. But they have also really similar scenes. So towards the end in Hush, the way she gets away from the murder is she turns on her fire alarm, which, since she's deaf, it has to be really bright. So it impairs both his hearing and his sight, which gives her the upper hand. And then in Don't Breathe, since the murderer relies on his hearing, she turns on the alarm in the house because it impairs his hearing, so it gives her the advantage, which is the same. So that begs the question.
Yeah, is it traditional?
Well, I think Hush is a traditional horror movie because I believe it's both logical and realistic, like other scary movies. According to Nichols' definition, movies that use avant-garde are kind of apart from reality, almost like a dream, but Hush is actually the opposite of this. It uses the fear of reality, like, or the unknown. It exploits people's fears of, like, this could happen to us. In order to scare. And so I do think it's traditional because it's not poetic at all, and it doesn't have any social context to it or any ideology behind it. Its only purpose really is to entertain and to scare the viewer. And comparing it to other movies that are not traditional or are creative in the sense of their film language and social context, like Us, where it uses a different type of fear in order to scare, and it's not just solely for entertainment. It wants the viewer to leave with a different type of fear that changes the viewer's view of reality. And so I think Hush doesn't really do a good job at this, and it's kind of, like I said, just there to entertain.
That has been it, guys. That was our podcast. I'm here, Jordan, with Sarah, Ethan, Lisa, Farah, and Jade. That has been our podcast. Thank you very much.